All right, Schaefer Landon here with Norwalk Superintendent of the School District, Sean Holloway. You guys had a board meeting earlier this week. What prompted the district to revise the teacher transfer procedures? And how will the new performance and attendance criteria kind of be applied? Or just what does that look like?
Yeah. Well, I think really where that stemmed from was last year, I would say is the first time in a really long time that we at Norwalk had to use the involuntary transfer process, right? So as a growing district, over the last 20 years, typically we've been adding staff each year as we go. And our second grade now is our smallest class at just over 200, where our sixth grade is our largest class at 300. And so this smaller, class at second grade has caused some staffing issues, right? You just don't need as many people for 200 kids as you do 260. And so, it just got to the point where, we were forced to use our involuntary transfer procedures to, kind of right size the ship in specific areas. And, going to that, that part of our employee manual, we just realized it was outdated, right? It was a place that just hadn't received a lot of attention in the recent years. And so it was really time to update that. I think what this does really is gives the district some flexibility. It's easy to say, well, you're an elementary teacher, you can teach elementary, but a fifth grade teacher doesn't necessarily want to teach kindergarten, and that may not be best for kindergartners or the teacher, right? And so just gives us some flexibility as we go through that process. Last year we had two staff members that were hired basically on the same day, had turned their contracts in, and so you're literally looking to see, well, who turned their contract in first on a specific day, and just seemed to be kind of antiquated in terms of what we were trying to accomplish. So I think this brings us more in line with area districts in terms of their procedures, gives us some flexibility to do what's best for students.
Tell me a little bit about elevating the activities secretary role. I believe it said the coordinator of athletics and activities. Yep. Is kind of the new title. So,
yeah, so this is, I would say probably unique. I'm not sure you're going to see, maybe this, this set up in too many places. But really what we found was our activities, secretary, admin assistant, it didn't make a lot of sense for that person to be in the office from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Some of that work needed to be done after hours. There's some weeks where, you get in the middle of basketball and wrestling season and you have a fine arts performance and, you need all hands on deck. And, that was an hourly position. So anytime we would utilize, that position outside of the normal working day, then that was overtime. And so really what we tried to do is just look at it as, where are our needs at? We made this an exempt position, essentially, and, so it's a salaried position. It'd be a 220-day or 240-day contract. But really it's going to give some flexibility, I think, for our activities department, for more supervision at night when need be. I would say a lot of the duties are similar. There will be some supervision from this person for activity takers in some of those types of spots. But, really the pay is right in line with what it was prior. But at the end of the day, I think it helps serve the district needs more effectively.
So tell me about the Drake University Athletic Trainer Partnership. And then what benefits do you see that new partnership bringing to the school district?
Yeah, really, I would say you could think of that a lot like student teaching. So we have student teaching agreements or contracts with, a lot of the schools in Iowa. So this is similar to that. You have the Drake program where their student trainers need to get hours, on the job site. So, you know, I think the real benefit is for Drake, right? You know, Pete and Sydney do a great job for us through Athletico. You know, what great mentors for, you know, for a person that wants to be an athletic trainer. You know, so they'll be on site in the buildings, and we'll be, you know, helping with some of the basic taping and those types of things. But really, you know, it just comes down to that student experience for that person.
Is there anything you can or would like to disclose about the closed session, the real estate session that you guys have?
Yeah, at all? Yep. So really what we're trying to do there is we currently lease our bus barn space from the city. That lease runs up in 2029. You know, the city of Norwalk's growing the same way the school district is. And so they've been great landlords for us, but they obviously need their space and want their space. And so, you know, we're, I would say, in the middle of purchasing some ground for the future side of our transportation building. You know, right now that's, you know, I would say the back and forth of a purchase agreement, right? I think in principle, number of acres, cost per acre, those types of things we're in agreement on, and there's just a few items in there that, you know, the attorneys are maybe back and forth on a little bit, just some technical things. So I would hope here in the next, you know, month, maybe 2 months, you know, that can be an official announcement of where that land is and then, you know, what our plan there is. So, you know, as we go for bond referendum in November of 26, the transportation building will be a big part of that, as well as, you know, our next elementary building. So securing the land right now will allow us, and hopefully, you know, if we get a yes vote in November of next year, to turn around and start on that transportation building right away.
Then finally, I just saw a couple of presentation titles, West Des Moines presentation and an Oviatt update. Just some key takeaways from that you would like to share at all, or?
Yeah, you know, I think, so, you know, we always have each of our cities come in. So we had, you know, City of Norwalk and Cumming come in last month. And so West Des Moines did their annual presentation. And, you know, I just think the growth obviously continues to probably be the number one takeaway from those presentations. You know, I think the City of West Des Moines now is the third highest city in the state for tax valuation, you know, so you know, clearly there's a ton of industry and things going on positively in West Des Moines, and then that obviously affects our district somewhat, right, depending on where that is. And you know, their economic development, you know, Ryan, he I think does a really nice job. He actually lives in the Norwalk district, but does a really nice job for the board saying, okay, here's a development or here's a project that may have tax implications for, you know, the district. So always a welcome presentation there. And then Amy Gage, our Oviatt principal, and her staff did their annual presentation as well. And you know, it's just, I think it's really nice for the board to hear, you know, the specifics of building goals and what we're trying to accomplish academically and how that ties into, you know, the overall district vision. You know, our board appreciates hearing from, you know, staff members and teaching staff that are in the buildings. And so those are always well received from our board. You know, then the only other thing I would add is here the other day, our volleyball team qualified for the state tournament. So, you know, here on Saturday, we have cross country, both teams going in to Fort Dodge. And then come Monday, we'll have the volleyball team playing in Coralville. So it's been an exciting fall for our athletic teams.
All right. That was Norwalk School Superintendent Sean Holloway.